All right, folks, welcome back to the A History of Change podcast. This is episode 14, where we'll be covering chapter 14, the rise and impact of nationalism and unionism in Ireland between the years of 1911 and 14. Now, this topic is a really significant topic and huge topic of study for you guys as junior cycle history students. It covers two different learning outcomes. It covers the role and significance of two leaders involved in parliamentary tradition in Irish politics. And most importantly, it covers the rise and impact of nationalism and unionism in Ireland, including the key events between the years 1911 and 23. So it's the start of a monster topic. It will take up a considerable amount of your time as a junior cycle history student, but it's one of the most important topics we will study as we study Irish history. And this episode of the podcast is going to focus on the Third Home Rule Bill, and it's really going to set the stage for the series of events such as the Rising, the War of Independence, the Anglo-Irish Treaty that are going to occur after this period of history that we study. So firstly, we'll start with the history of Home Rule. The pursuit for Home Rule in Ireland aimed to grant the country a form of self-governance while still remaining under the British Crown. And in the late 19th century, there were two significant attempts to pass Home Rule legislation. The first Home Rule Bill came around in 1886 and the second in 1893. But both failed due to opposition in the British Parliament, especially opposition from the House of Lords. Now, to study the Third Home Rule Bill, we have to have a very brief understanding of the structure of British politics with the House of Commons and the House of Lords, and the impact of one very important piece of legislation, the Parliament Act of 1911, which would play a pivotal role in Ireland's push for Home Rule. So the introduction of the Parliament Act in Westminster was important in terms of Irish history, because it limited the power of the House of Lords, which was a body that had previously blocked Home Rule for Ireland. Specifically, it stated that the House of Lords could no longer permanently veto just means block, bills passed by the House of Commons. They could only delay them for 2 years. And in 1912, the Third Home Rule Bill emerged as a very important moment in Irish history. Championed by the Irish Parliamentary Party under John Redmond, this bill proposed the establishment of an Irish Parliament that was going to look after internal affairs in the country. Now, as the Third Home Rule Bill began to gain legs in the House of Commons and the House of Lords, or it started to look like it was going to become a reality, the Home Rule crisis of 1912 to 1914 erupted in Ireland. Now, this Home Rule crisis erupted as unionists in Ulster opposed the passing of the Home Rule Bill, fearing that a Catholic majority Ireland would result in the loss of their economic and social status in the country. And unionists looked to demonstrate their resistance through three key events. Firstly, the Ulster Solemn League and Covenant. Secondly, the formation of the Ulster Volunteer Force, or the UVF. And thirdly, the Larne Gun Running. Now, firstly, the Ulster Solemn League and Covenant was a document pledged by nearly 500,000 men in Ulster to resist Home Rule, stating that they would use all means which may be found necessary to defend their position. Secondly, the formation of the UVF was the formation of a paramilitary organization that was going to fight against Home Rule, signalling the unionists' readiness to take up arms to show their resistance to the idea of a Catholic majority government in Ireland. And finally, the Larne Gun Running was a bold move by the Ulster unionists that looked to arm the UVF. And in this event, over 25,000 rifles and over 1 million rounds of ammunition were smuggled into Ulster through the port of Larne, and the weapons were bought from the Germans, the British enemy during World War I. Now, as the unionists demonstrated their opposition in those three different ways, the nationalists almost reacted to that unionist opposition. Now, the nationalists reacted in two mostly significant ways. The first way they reacted to unionist opposition on the island was through the formation of the Irish Volunteer Force, or the IVF. And the IVF was set up essentially to defend the rights to home rule for the people, mostly in the south of Ireland. And the IVF quickly grew in numbers, signifying the nationalist community's determination to achieve home rule. And the second way that the nationalists reacted to unionist opposition to the third home rule bill was through the Haute gun running. So in a move to arm themselves, 900 rifles and 29,000 rounds of ammunition were successfully smuggled into Ireland from Germany, landing at Haute near Dublin. And tension began to escalate in Ireland again on the 26th of July 1914, following the Haute gun running, leading to the tragic Bachelor's Walk massacre in Dublin. British soldiers attempting to intercept the arms from Haute later encountered a crowd on Bachelor's Walk in Dublin City. The confrontation turned deadly when the soldiers opened fire, resulting in four civilians being killed and over 30 wounded in the devastating event in Irish history. This incident incited public outrage against the British soldiers and further solidified or grew the popularity of the Irish nationalist movement. Okay, we're going to leave it there, folks. This episode of the podcast essentially sets the scene for what we're going to study in the next series of events, such as the Easter Rising, the War of Independence, the Civil War, all of those key events that contribute to Ireland gaining independence from Britain during this period of history.